Good morning. Today we're going to begin the sugya of Hashavas Aveda, returning lost objects. Now the sugya of Hashavas Aveda had the schus, that it's a limud that almost everyone has learned. Eilu Metzius is Haskalos Gemara, when most Chadarim, the first sugya, the first parak of Gemara that we learn are Eilu Metzius. Even if people didn't learn it when they were children, but now when their kids are in school, they, Baruch Hashem, have an opportunity to learn Eilu Metzius and to chazer it numerous times. The problem is that all too often, people's understanding of Eilu Metzius is sort of frozen in the fifth grade level, because that's when they learned it, and they're busy learning it with their fifth graders. And as we'll see, to go from a fifth grade Havana of Eilu Metzius to dealing with halach l'maisa, the shailos that come up in the sugya of Eilu Metzius is quite a big jump. And so we're going to go through the sugyas, and we'll go through some of the practical shailos that occur. The first concept, the first idea is that the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, there's both a mitzvah asay and an yisr lois asay. If a person walks by, he sees something lost, and he just keeps on going, he doesn't get involved, he doesn't pick it up, he doesn't make an attempt to return it to the owner. That is a lav d'oraisa. Returning something is not just a nice thing to do, it's not just a chesed, but adraba, there is a chiv min ha-toira, not returning it is an isur d'oraisa. And there's besides for the isur d'oraisa of not returning it, there's a mitzvah saseh of hashiv teshivim to actively go ahead and make sure that it goes, that you can return it to its rightful owner. Now, l'suchul l'isalem is talking about a case where you see a person, he's looking around on the ground, he lost something, he lost some money, he lost his wallet. You notice the wallet behind the tree, but you keep quiet, you wait until the person gives up looking, and finally he's miyayish, he says, okay, that's it, I can't find it, he walks away. At that point, you pick up the wallet. So in that case, halacha is you're allowed to keep the wallet. Since the owner was miyayish, he gave up hope of already finding it. He said, that's it, it's gone, I'll never find it again. There's yish. So the halacha is, if you pick it up, it's yours. However, because you saw the aveda before the owner gave up, at that point, there's a lav of l'suchu l'isalim, not getting involved, not picking it up, and returning to the owner is an isur d'oraisa. If a person finds an aveda, he picks it up, he is not misalim, he picks it up with the intention to return it. But then he gets lazy, he never does a proper hachrozo, and he never makes an attempt, an appropriate attempt, to return it to the owner. So there, he was over the isser of hoshev teshivim. He was not makai in the mitzvah of hoshev teshivim, he didn't return it to the owner, and there's a bitul mitzvah saseh. Now there are a number of machlokes on exactly how to define these isurim. According to some Rishonim, lo yisuchu l'isalim is only if you walk away and you don't pick it up. If you pick up the item with the intent to return it, even if later on you get lazy and you never actually return it, but you weren't ever alive, you're just mevatel to the mitzvah of hoshev teshivim. Others argue, and others say that any time you don't return it, any time you don't do hoshev teshivim, there will always be a l'suchu l'isalim as well. The isser is not just walking by in the street. The isser is not doing everything you're mechuyev to do in the dinei hashavas avedas. In other words, according to these shittos, you will always be over the lav if you do not return it. The flip side as well, the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. So some rishonim learn the mitzvah applies only once you pick it up. If you just walk by the object and you ignore it, you don't pick it up. Some hold you only over the lav, but there's no, the asay does not apply until you actually pick it up. Others argue and say that no, that hashav teshivim applies immediately. As soon as you see it, if you walk by, you're going to be over both the lois asay and the mitzvah asay. So again, be that as it may, this machlokes is only whether you over one yisur or two yisurim, but certainly from the time you see the object until you actually return it, there's some form of lois asay or asay to go ahead to get involved and to make an attempt to return it to the owner. There is an interesting shitas habach. The Bach learns that the din of Hashavas Aveda is only when you bump into, or when you see, or when you bump into a lost object. However, the Bach learns, it's really a Gemara Mefureshet, it's about Prikin Te'ina, and he says the same applies by an Aveda. That if you see an Aveda in the distance, it's approximately 267 amos away from you, four to five hundred feet approximately, depending on the shear. He says, there's no chiyuv to go more further than that to pick up an aveda. So according to the Bach, if you see an aveda in the distance, it's 1,000 feet away, there that's not nichlal on the din of hashavas aveda. It has to be something which is close to you, and the Bach would hold, there's no chiyuv to go ahead and to get involved. Now this is not brought down the halacha in Shulchan Aruch at all. It's a shayla v'daraisa. It's difficult to be samech on it. But there is such a shita that you have to actually be near the item before the chi of the obligation would kick in. Okay, so that is a good point, and we'll have to deal with that. But the case of Zakan of Ein Lefi Kvodo is where it's a bezoyan, it's beneath his dignity to go ahead and to return it. And there you see that there's no chiyuv to do so. When it's just a question of tircha, that we don't have a raya to. Adarav, maybe perhaps for the mitzvah, there is a chiyuv for the tircha. And that we'll have to discuss in a future shiur. But so again, that's another issue we're going to discuss. In general, we will go basaroy. It will depend on whether most people in the city or most people in this particular area are Jewish or not. But we'll have to deal with this Akam we'll deal with in a future shiur. Now, when we think of that in Aveda, what comes to mind is you're walking down the street and you see a wallet sitting there on the floor. There's an item that's lost. However, it's clear from the Gemara that this concept applies to many other cases. The Gemara says that has a drasha that l'chol Aveda sochicha. The pasuk says it's shor chamor, and the Gemara has a list of specifics, and then it says l'chol Aveda sochicha. So the rabbi is Aveda's karka. That karka is also included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Now, it is very difficult to lose karka. Well, you don't carry with it. What does it mean that it gets lost? So the Gemara says the case is that there's a flood, there's a tsunami heading in this direction. So if you see that the flood is going to enter your friend's field, there's an obligation to go ahead and to build a wall, to put sandbags down, and to protect the person's property. So this is learned out from l'kol aveda sachicha. Now, what you see over here is that the chiyuv hashavas aveda is not just if something is lost, go ahead and return it to the owner. The chiyuv hashavas aveda is if there will be a hefsid mamun, if the flood will destroy the field and cause damage, and you have the ability to protect him from that loss, there is a chiyuv hashavas aveda. There is, according to many poskim, there's both a mitzvah asay of hashiv teshivim, there's a lav of l'sucho l'hisalim. So anytime you see that your friend will suffer a loss and you're able to stop it, there's a chiv to get involved, there's a isr l'sucho l'hisalim, you have to do what you can in order to prevent him from suffering that loss. You walk by, you're walking in the street and you see that a person left his car door open, it's about to rain, so there is a chiv midaraisa to go ahead to close the door, to find the person. If you see his window is down, there's a chiv to go find the person, let him know, your window's down, it's about to rain, so go ahead and take care of yourself. Same thing could be said if you're walking in the city and you see there's a car parked by a meter and the meter is expired. You see there's a hat on the front seat. So it's Avedas Yisrael. If you don't go ahead and warn the person, he will have a hefset, he will have a loss. So there's a chiyuv of l'sucho l'salim. If you have a way of finding the person, or if you want to put a quarter in, we'll get to later, there's no chiyuv to lose money for Hashavas Aveda, but if there's a way to protect him, if there's a way to enable him to avoid the loss, there would be a chiyuv d'oraisa to do so.
Can I argue with that?
Certainly.
It's quite possible that the person realizes that.
Oh, very good, very good. So there is a concept of Aveda Midas, which we'll get to in a few moments, that if the person is reckless, you don't have to be more concerned about his money than he is. So for example, the car is double parked, and everyone knows, or it's parked by a hydrant, and everyone knows there's a reasonably good chance that he will get a ticket. So if he decides to take that risk, certainly there's no obligation for you to go ahead and to mitigate that. That being said, if you have a case, every time you have a mitzia, you find a wallet on the street. Now, in theory, it's possible a person just took the wallet and threw it onto the street. But yet the Sma says, unless you have some sort of hoichacha that it's an Aveda Midas, you have to assume it's a regular Aveda, and you have to save it. So a double parked car, which is rather difficult to imagine how this happened, b'shogeg, was clearly done. He was willing to take that risk. So there would be no chiyuv hashavas Aveda. But in a case where there's a meter, where it's very likely the person just, you know, he's running late, he forgot about it, he's going to come back any minute, but the meter, you see the meter maid coming closer and closer, they'll be too late. There would probably be a chiyuv if you have a way to protect the person. But again, as we'll see later, you generally do not have to lose money for hashavas Aveda, and therefore, in a practical sense, it's usually not much you can do. What? Okay, good. So that we're going to have to deal with. Hopefully, we'll get to later. Aveda midas. What do you need for aveda midas? Person, the classical case is you take a wallet, you drop it in the street. There, it's an aveda midas because the likelihood of you getting it back is fairly slim. What happens if you do something that has some small, you know, everything you do in life has some small level of risk? At what point does it become aveda midas? It's a good question, but we'll go after we go through some of the examples, we'll be able to see where it applies and where it doesn't. So effort and money are two in halacha are two very different things. In general, if you have a job, and by going ahead you see the aveda, you're going to have to take off from your job. So in that case, chayecha kaidmu, we're going to see there's no chiyuv to lose any money. On the other hand, if it's not a question of a job, this is after hours, you're relaxing, and it might be tircha, and might be time, and we like saying time is money, but unless there's a job in front of you, the fact that it's going to be hard work, and you may be willing to, you may prefer spending money than working hard. But the Torah for Hashavas Aveda made you do the work, makes you do the Tercha, but to have a Hefzim Mammon, there the Torah is not Mechayiv you. But also, that's what you have to lose and what you don't, that's again, there's Hashavas Aveda is a big sugya, we're just starting, let's hold off on some of the questions. So let's when we get to that question of Safik and Roiv, we'll deal with those questions. So that's the first point, that Hashavas Aveda is not limited to something that's lost. It means anytime there is a hefsin mama and someone is going to suffer a loss, and you have an opportunity to protect that, you have a chiv to do so. Igros Moshe has a case. I think he's talking about in Forest Hills, there was some proposal to build a big housing complex that would cause a loss to the Jewish community. People would leave the community, and it would cause all sorts of problems. So the Gemara says this is a case of Hashavas Aveda. Because there will be a hefsid, because the values will go down, people will be forced to move. I don't know exactly the metzias that he's discussing, but he says that would be included in Hashavas Aveda to go ahead and do what you can to try to fight this zone change. Now the Gemara in Bava Kamma extends this and says that not only does this apply to Avedas moment, it also applies to Avedas Gufa. His case is you find a person who is Toya Bederech, he's lost. He's wandering through the fields. He can't find his way back to the city. So he says there's a chiyuv, the same way as a chiyuv hashavas to return an item, hashavas gufoy lekolshkein, and there's a mitzvah hashavas aveda. So if you see someone lost, or someone stops you for directions, rolls down the window, and wants to know how do I get to this and this place, so when you answer him, when you give him directions, you tell him where to go, it's not just a nice thing, it is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It is considered Hashavas Aveda, Hashavas Gufay. Now he knows where he's going. Now, besides for a case like that where the person is lost, he just needs to know where to go. The Gemara also says anytime a person's life is in danger, so we know there's a chiyuv of loisam and adam reyacha. A person cannot stand by while another person's life is in danger. But the Gemara says there's also a mitzvah of Hashavas Gufay, that the din of Hashavas Aveda applies as well with saving a person, rescuing a person from any physical danger. And as we discussed the past few weeks, the halachas of a roife, the halachas of a doctor. And one of the points over there was that every doctor is being the kind of mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, because Hashavas Aveda is not limited to money. Saving his guf, saving his body, is also included in Hashavas Aveda. Now the Minchas Chinuch adds that if the din of Hashavas Aveda applies to Hashavas Gufa, if you're able to save a person's in physical danger, their mitzvah Hashavas Aveda is obligates you to try to prevent him from getting hurt. He says, kolshkein v'kolshkein, if a person is in a ruchnius dika danger, if you see a person is about to be over an iser, and you have a way to stop it, he says, besides the mitzvah of chiyach techiyach, besides for the mitzvah, the straight mitzvah of giving musar, he says there's also a chiyuv of hashavas aveda, because it's hashavas not just as guf, hashavas neshama, and therefore you would have hashavas aveda is another reason why you would have to give a person musar and try to stop him from being over an iser. If his life is in danger, and you have a way to prevent that danger, you have a chiyuv to do so. Now, what you could ask is, we just discussed before, there's a concept of aveda midas. If I take my wallet and I drop it, hashavas aveda, you have to go ahead and you have to save it. On the other hand, if I take my wallet and I recklessly throw it in the street, so there, even if you find it, you have no obligation to return it to me. If I wasn't worried about it, you don't have to be more concerned about my money than I am. What about the person's, your example, he's walking in a dark road with a nice black hat, black jacket, and he doesn't have a reflector. Can you say, this is an aveda midas? He knows the risk. He's taking it upon himself willingly. So perhaps you don't have to be more concerned about his safety than he does. So believe it or not, there's a minchas chinuch that says that the answer is no. He says this. He brings a raya from a Gemara. The same way that aveda midas applies to mammon, he said he's machadish, it applies to your guf as well. And therefore the minchas chinuch says that if he's reckless on his own, you don't have to be more concerned about him. What? Now this minchas chinuch, the truth is, Igros Moshe says is a pliya tzuma. He says it's one thing by mammon, where a person, if he wants to be mafker his mammon, he wants to give it to someone else, he can do that. A person does not, it's also to be, a person can't be choyvel ba'atzmai, it is also for a person to put his life in danger. And he says, therefore, certainly there would be a chiyuv to go ahead and to prevent him. The Igros Moshe says, no such shita. Now Lemaisa, if you remember, when we went through Hilchos Tzedaka, we had a shiur about pidyon shvuyim. We had a shiur about rescuing people who are in captivity. And we discussed, there was a mashal, there's a Dibri Malkiel, there's a Ksav Sofer. Dibri Malkiel actually says it's a Mefurish Yerushalmi, that all learn that if a person knew when he was reckless, he stole something from a goy, and he knew that if he gets caught, he will be captured. That was the mashal's case. Others discuss a case where he sold himself to cannibals who were going to kill him. So these poskim all said if he did it on purpose, if he put himself in harm's way, no one has an obligation to go ahead and redeem him. So, okay, good. If there's any suffix, this halacha will not apply. Because just like by aveda midas, it's only when you know certainly he was an aveda midas. If people may or may not know, then certainly this wouldn't apply. So you do have this mashal, you do have a number of ma'amar kaimais that say that by aveda midas, there's no chi of hatzalah by gufay. But again, it's a chiddush. Igros Moshe very strongly argues with it. It's nagia halacha l'maisa, if a person's ma'abad atzalah das, person attempts, there's a suicide attempt, can you call Hatzalah on Shabbos? Can you be Mechal Shabbos for a person who's Ma'abar Atzma L'das? But again, Halach L'mayis, Rav Paiskim say that there is a Chiyuv, and certainly that's Mestamad Halach L'mayis, but it is a discussion among the Paiskim. You do have this Sefer HaChinuch. We'll get back to this case in a minute. There's another Cheshbon over here. But be that as it may, the Chinuch holds that Ma'abar Atzma L'das, the concept, does apply by his guf. Others argue and say that no, it's only by mammon, it's not by his guf. That's machlokes rishonim. We'll get to that when we discuss aveda midas. Well, hopefully we'll get to that today. We'll discuss that. We'll discuss that machlokes. Now the truth is, if you want to take this to all the way, we really have a kasha minei obey, because I just said over the minchas sinach says that if a person does an aveira, so there's the chiyuv al tashavas aveda to stop him from doing the aveira. The same way there's a danger to his guf, we have to protect him, and aveira to his neshama as well. On the other hand, we just said over from Minchas Chinuch that ma'abar atzma l'das, even by a danger to his guf, if he does it to himself, I don't have to worry about him. So if that's true, so Bishlam, if he does the Aveir B'Shoigig, so Zechiv HaShavas Aved. But if he does it B'Mezid, the Chinuch should hold the Shita, the Michas Chinuch should hold the Shita, there's no Chiv HaShavas Aved. It's Ma'abar Atzma L'das. So here, the different Malkiel and Chelek Heisim and Samuch, he's not addressing this question, he's addressing a problem with the Kashra from the Gemara, really. But he says, even if you hold that Ma'abar Atzma L'das, there's no Chiv HaShavas Aved, that's only by his guf. But if it's a chashash of his neshama, if there's a chashash of kilkel, he'll be oibed avodah zara, whatever, he'll do an iser. There he says everyone would agree, there's no concept of ma'abed atzam ledas, and there the mitzvah of hashavas avodah would apply to prevent him from doing the iser. Anyway, okay, that was a little bit of a tangent, but the point that I wanted to bring out is that hashavas avodah is not just by mamonis, it applies to a person's guf as well, and perhaps also to his neshama. Now the truth is, when a person's life is in danger, besides the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, there's also a mitzvah of Loisamen Adam Reyacha. You're not allowed to stand by idly while a person is maybe killed. Some Rishonim, and Chavetz Chaim passings like this, say that the chiv of Loisamen is not limited only to when a person's life is in danger. Whenever a person's money is in danger as well, besides the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, the Isser of Loisamen Adam Reyacha will apply. Dam Reyacha, Dam is Lab Dafka, it doesn't mean his life. Even if you have a Hefsin Momen, besides the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda and Lesucho Lesalim, you will have the mitzvah of Lesamed al Dam Reyacha as well. So the first you say it is, Hashavas Aveda does not mean simply a lost item. It means anytime there is a Hefsin Momen, a person will suffer a loss. There is a Chiyuv Midoraisa to go ahead and to try to prevent that loss from happening. Now that being said, there are a number of exceptions to the din of Hashavas Aveda. There are a number of Avedos where there is no chiv to return. And I'd like to start today to go through some of the exceptions, some of the cases where there is no chiv Hashavas Aveda. The first is that the chiv Hashavas Aveda is only when the item that was lost was worth at least a pruta. If it's worth less than a pruta, there is no chiyav hashava. According to some place, it's yours, you can keep it, it's like it's hefker. Others say you can't necessarily keep it, but at least there's no obligation to go ahead to pick it up, to be to achraz, and to actually find the owner. Now, to find an item that's worth less than a pruta is a bit difficult. A pruta is 1/40th of a gram of silver, which today's price is somewhere between 2 and 3 cents. It's not a very large amount of money. Can't buy much with 2 or 3 pennies. But there are two cases where this could be negaya. The first is, what happens if you find an item that belongs to a company? It's a large publicly held company. Some of the shareholders are Jewish, some of them are not Jewish. The item itself could be worth $100. But when you have an item that's owned by many partners, so it's clear in the Gemara, the Chiyav Hashavas Aveda is only if at least one of the partners owns a Shava Pruta of this item. So you can have an item that's worth $100. It's the person who finds it, it's worth a lot. But if there are many owners, and each owner owns less than a Shava Pruta in this item, then there would be no Chiyav Hashavas Aveda. So what will come out is, if you find something that belongs to a company, and especially if it's a large company or if it's a publicly held company where there are some Jewish owners and some owners that are not Jewish, even if there are Jewish owners, if you do a little math and you come out that it's that there is no one Jewish owner that owns a pruta of this item, so then the halacha is there would be no chiyav hashavas aveda and you'd be entitled to keep it. The second case where this comes up is, what happens if you find someone's pictures? Now they may have a lot of sentimental value, but if you were to auction off your family pictures on eBay, it's unlikely you'd get a pruta for it. It really, it's something that has no value to anybody else. So the person may want it, he may care about it, but if there is a miut that it has to be worth a shava pruta, and this does not have monetary value, then there would be no chiyav hashava. Now, even in Hilchas Mazik, there was a famous Nesivus that holds that whenever you're Mazik an item that has value to one person, not to other people, the Nesivus holds that there's no Chiyuv Mazik. Others argue, but Al Kopan by Hashavas Aveda, the Marchesha says that you need Asher Tevi Menu Umotzasa. it has to be worth a pruta to the person that found it, and therefore, if to him it's something which doesn't have value in the shuk, there will be no chiyav hashavas aved.
What changes the value afterwards?
Okay, so that we'll have to deal with. But today, things that are worth less than a shava pruta are generally not going to change very quickly.
How about
the sambe? What? Dam reyecha. His life is. If it's no financial, the samit is not so pashut b'chlal that applies to money. But if it's less than a shavu pruta, it's not going to apply either.
No, because the whole word of the samit is for him.
Not for him. The samit is, the simple case is his life is in danger. The extension is perhaps when his money is in danger. But if this is not called money because it's worth less than a pruta, the same way there's no shavu zaveda, there's no le samit. Now, based on this, there's a Beis Yitzchok that takes it even further. He says, what happens if a person loses his passport? Now, your passport, really, if you try selling off your passport, unless you happen to find, Mossad agent, no one's really going to pay you very much for your passport. So he says, in this case, he says, Mitzadet, it's very possible it's worth less than a Shava Bruta, unless the paper has value. He says, in that case, there would be no Chiyav HaShava. Oh, so like this. So it's brought down b'shem the Igros Moshe that this is not true. That negeh hashavas aveda, you look at the person who lost it, and if to him it's worth more than a pruta, then there would be chiyav hashav. Now again, it's a bit tzarachian. It's brought down b'shmoy. It's not b'ksav. So I don't know what the makar or why you should say this. But the truth is, by a passport, there's another cheshbon, and that is the same we discussed before. Let's say a person sees that there's a flood coming onto his friend's house. So there's a chiyav hashavas aveda. If you can save him from any hefsid, there's a chiyav to do so. So if a person loses a passport, for argument's sake, let's say it's worth less than a pruta, let's say not like this, igros moishim mipi hashmua, and say there's no chiyav hashava because it's worth less than a pruta. That means the mitzvah to return this, there's no mitzvah to return this passport. But if you don't return this passport, this person has a flight tomorrow. And if you don't return the passport, he's going to end up missing the flight. He's going to end up having a hefsid money moment. So forget about the chiyuv of the mitzvah to return this item. But since you always have a chiyuv to prevent or to stop a person from having a hefsid moment, and if he doesn't have his passport, he's going to suffer a loss. He'll miss a flight. He'll have whatever hefsid it will be. So there, typically, out to the chiyuv to stop it from a loss, that itself would be a reason to return the passport. What? It's not a question of groma. You're not chayiv because you're a mazik. We're not trying to say that you're responsible because you caused the damage. What, the same way when there's water flooding a field, if you have a way to stop that damage from happening, there's a chayiv of lo sukhul le'salim and hashif teshivim to go ahead and do an action to stop him from suffering a loss. So if you see he will not be able to get onto this flight because he doesn't have his passport, and you're able to stop that hefsid from happening, so there perhaps there'll be a chayiv and a mitzvah to go ahead and to do so. So this is the first exception. If it's pachas mishav a pruta, if it has value of less than a pruta, there's no chiyav hashavas aveda. The second important exception is what we mentioned briefly before, is an aveda midas. The chiyav of hashavas aveda is you have if something is lost, something is about to be is threatened with being destroyed, you have an obligation to go ahead to save it, to prevent the loss, to return it to its rightful owner. However, that's only when the thing was nevad, it got lost by mistake. However, if the owner was reckless, if the owner did not care about the item, there's no chiyuv. You do not have to worry about his money more than he did, and therefore, by an aveda midas, you have no obligation to go ahead and to return it to the owner. The examples would be is a double parked car, where the person knew good and well there's a good chance he'll get a ticket. So you don't have to worry about that ticket. If he didn't care, if to him his time or whatever it is that he stopped for is worth the risk, so you don't have to go ahead and to try to save him from the loss that he really accepted upon himself. Now there is an interesting machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says that the case is a person has a wallet, he just drops it in the street. The Rambam says that is an aveda midas. If you see him drop the wallet, you have no obligation to return it to the owner. However, zok the Rambam, it doesn't mean you can go and take the wallet and put it in your pocket. It does not mean it's hefker. It does not mean you can keep it for yourself. It just means when the Torah said there's a chiyav hashava, Torah, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be meish of it if he doesn't care about it himself. You don't have to be more concerned than him. But to go ahead and keep it for yourself, that's lesigzah. And similarly, that Gemara has a case where a person threw something, well, a kli off the roof, and another person came ahead and he smashed it. The Gemara is tzad to say that you're chayiv. Now there, it's clearly an aved midas. If you do nothing, the item will be smashed in a few seconds. Clearly, the owner is not very worried about this item. But still, that just means there's no chiyav hashava. But if you go ahead and you smash it, Kol's mind, it was still intact. There, the Gemara has a tzad to say, you're chayiv al tzmasik, because you damaged his item, and there's the chiyav masik will apply. Very good. So along comes the tour and says, I don't know what the Rambam's talking about. If you take a wallet and you throw it in the middle of the street in Midtown Manhattan, you're being mafkarit. You may as well shout on top of your lungs, anyone who wants it, keep it. Because the moment you throw it, you're never going to see it again. And therefore, the tour argues in the Rambam. And the tour says, in such a case where you're literally throwing something in the middle of the street, he says, that's not just a ptur in Hashavas Aveda. He says, that is Hefker Gomer, and there you can go ahead, the first person to get the wallet can keep it. Beis Yosef says no. Beis Yosef says that the fact that the person doesn't guard it, and there are different cases, if the fact that you see he's not careful doesn't mean he wants you to take it. It's like this. If you look at the cases, there's a lot of discussion in the Achroinim, what's going on over here. And what comes out is like this. The Gemara has one example, which many of you should remember from the beginning of El Metzias, of Machnasha Devei Dari, where a person is harvesting his field, there are a couple of fruits left over, they're spread out in a fairly large area. So there the Gemara says it's Hefker. Now you didn't make an announcement over there that it's Hefker. But there it's Aveda Midas. You saw the fruits, but it's not worth your time or effort, so you left it there to rot, you left it there for everyone to take. There the halacha is clearly Harei El Shaloi. You're allowed to keep it. So what you see clearly is that in some cases, if you leave it there and it's clear from your action you don't care about it, as far as you're concerned, you don't want it, anyone can go ahead and take it. So there, everyone, even the Rambam agrees in such a case, there, Aveda Midas, it'll actually be mutter to keep. On the other hand, on the flip side, the Gemara in Bava Basra has the following situation. A person sent his child to the store and gave him a jug to go ahead and get it filled up with oil. Now, you gave it to a child. Children are lav bar das. They can't watch things. Anyone who has children knows you give them something which is a little bit delicate, so you may get it back, you may not. The Gemara says, if you give something to a child, it's an aveda midas. And if something happens to it along the way, or if a person takes it and gives it back to them, there's no responsibility. Now, everyone agrees that you can't go over to a child and just take everything that he has and say it's an aveda midas. So you go to the child, take off his shirt, and say your father gave you the shirt, it's an aveda midas, you can't take care of it. It's clear from that Gemara over there, and the Gemara over there actually says there's an Isser Gzela to take that same jug, which is considered an aveda midas. The Gemara says if you steal it, it's Gzela. So you see very clearly in that Gemara, L'chayr like the Rambam, that even though it's an Aved Midas, even though if something happens to it, there's no chiv to take it away and guard it for the parents, but still you're not allowed to take it for yourself. So you see very clearly like the Rambam, entrusting something to a child, Aved Midas doesn't mean that it's Hefker, it just means there's no chiv Shmira. So the way the Nesivos explains it is that it depends on the case. When you take a wallet and throw it in the middle of the street, where you have something which is vadai going to get lost, then putting it in such a situation as aveda midas, that's hefker, whoever gets it can keep it. On the other hand, there's this middle level of aveda midas where you know you give it to a child, it's not for sure gonna get lost. Children do occasionally bring things back, they don't break everything, but it's certainly at risk. It's not you cannot say this item is secure, you can't say this item is safe. In such a case, the Nesiva says it's an aveda midas that you don't have to. There's no chiyav hashava. If the father didn't care enough about it that he put it purposely in this situation where it may get destroyed, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to rescue it from that situation. But to keep it for yourself, there the Nesiva says in such a case you certainly could not.
Can you make a relationship to the person on Shabbos who has money as well? Is a 12-year-old child or a 2-year-old?
Oh, very good, very good. So there is a true shame arye that says it depends on the age of the child. That if you give it to a 2-year-old child or a child. Okay, so he's going the other way. He's saying that a child, there's no din. This idea of Eid Midas, that give it to a child, it's nevad, is not a halacha psukah. You're going to tell me that a child who is a minute before his bar mitzvah, you give it to him. Oh, Eid Midas, you can do what you want. A minute later, it's his bar mitzvah. Now, here's a gadol. It's no longer Eid Midas.
That's halacha.
Good. That's whenever there's a halacha, you want to know gadol, katan, you have dinim. This is not a question of a din. This is a question of mitzius. When you give it to this person or when you put it in this situation, is this secure or not? So you have a child who is a mature child or he's 12 and a half or and he is someone who could care for the item. That is not an Aved Midas. On the other hand, a child that's younger who is not capable of caring for it, there it would be an Aved Midas. Now, in theory, you can have an older person. You give it to a ganiv or someone who is irresponsible. He can be a gadol. But if it's clear that this person, by giving it to him, it is no longer shomer, it is now at risk, this person is reckless, so then it could be Aved Midas. It doesn't have to be gadol and katan. It's a question of the mitzvahs. The Ritva'az makes a further distinction. It depends what. He says if you give a child a jug, so there's a reasonably good chance it'll break along the way. He'll start playing catch with it, he'll drop it, who knows what'll happen. If a child's wearing a coat, so he says it's... He says lav dafka is an aved midas. It's not lav dafka at risk. Children, occasionally lose things, but it's not something which you can call an aved midas. He said you'll have to look at the item as well. These are not gzeiras hakosav. This is not a din. It's a mitzias. Is this item guarded or is it at risk? Now, based on this halacha, this is a very negeya, especially if you have a school or if a person has a playgroup. At the end of the year, you have a whole stack of items in lost and found. So as long as the children were in the school are ketanim, so arguably there's no chiyav hashav, because anything that a child had is an aved midas. So although we saw that aved midas by a katan does not give you the right to go ahead and to keep it for yourself, but it's an aved midas that you do not have a chiyav hashav, and therefore since the parent put it at risk, he gave the child the toy, the game, whatever it may be, so then it would be an aved midas. There would not be a chiyav hashav. On top of that, once the owner is miyayish, so normally if a person's miyayish after you find it, there's a problem with Yisuras Liyadeh, which we'll discuss next week. But in this case, where it was an Aved Midas, they never had a Chiyav Hashava, if there's Yish later on, you'll be able to keep it. So in such a case, once it's there for a while, a school pashtus should not have a Chiyav Hashava because the items were Aved Midas. That being said, there are two, swaras or two factors you'll have to deal with. The first is, as we mentioned before, that not everything you give a child will be an aved midas. It'll depend on the age of the child. It'll also depend. Arguably, a coat or something which a child usually guards and usually does not lose, perhaps would not be an aved midas. So it's one thing if he has a ball and children will lose these things right and left. That would probably be an aved midas. But an article of clothing, something which they generally do not lose, may not be an aved midas. But then there's another cheshbon. It's a chiddush lahalacha. But the shach and simon ayin beis discusses the following case: a person needed to borrow money from a guy. The guy wanted collateral, so he gave him an item that normally to take care of it, you have to every month or you have to go ahead. You have to air it out. You have to do things to keep it in good condition. Now the guy clearly was not going to do that. Person needed the money, so he had no choice. He said so. He gave this as collateral. Now, when he borrowed the money, he didn't borrow the money directly. He sent a shliach to bring the collateral to the guy and to get the money. Now, the shliach, for whatever reason it was, when he got to the guy, instead of giving this collateral, he gave his own collateral. And now the question is, does this shliach, and the shliach is now holding the borrower's collateral, he gave his collateral in place, does the shliach have an obligation to go ahead and take care of this collateral during the term of the loan? So, zok the shachna. Why not? Because it's an aved midas. Since the borrower gave it to the guy, knowing the guy is not going to take care of it, so now, just because the shliach kept it for himself, he can say, I don't have to take care of it, because since you're willing to give it to the guy that would not care for it, that's an aved midas. I don't have to worry about it more than you do, and I don't have to do anything to care or to maintain this item.
That's if you know for sure the guy is not going to take
care. Yeah, that's the case. That's the case. Zog the tum, him, nothing doing. He says, Aved Midas is you take a wallet, you throw it in the street. It's an aved midas. Why are you throwing wallets in the streets? If you don't care about it, we don't have to worry about your money more than you do. So up to in this case, the guy needed the money. He was desperate for the money. He had no other choice. And therefore, less brera, he went ahead, he gave his mashkin, knowing that he had no other way to get the money that he needed. Zakka told him, in a case where you're forced to do something, because there's no other viable option, that's not an aved midas. And therefore, the Tumim says, in such a case, the shliach would have chiv to go ahead and care for it. So the Tumim is learning, even though you knew, or you put it in a situation where it wouldn't be cared for, since it wasn't done out of recklessness, it was done because you needed the money, that does not become an aved midas. And the Maisa is arguing the Shach, the Nesivus and the Goyim over there both seem to paskin like the Shach, so I don't know if you can paskin like this Tumim halachah l'maisa, but you do see this nekuda, that if your person is forced to do something, where there is no other option, it perhaps does not become an aved midas.
Like Erev Shabbos, like his example over there, putting down, it's
coming
shkia,
he puts down. Correct. Now, in a case where it's avud, it's zutah shel yom, he's going to be miyayish, it's not negei aved midas. Aved midas is in a case where there's no regular yish necessarily, but still it has a din of aved midas. Now this, I heard a very interesting psach. Not saying this halacha l'maisa, but I heard this from a rav in New York, that anyone who parks a car in Borough Park, it's an aved midas on his bumper. Because you park, you know there's a good chance you come out, it'll be scratched, it'll be bumped up. The person in front of you, behind you, is going, when he's trying to get out, he's going to bump up, scratch up the car. Now again, I'm not from Borough Park, I don't know the Matthias HaDvarim, whether this is factually correct. But even if you're going to argue that it is an aved midas, that the facts are that there's a good chance it would be scratched up. But you'd have this issue as well. If the person has a driveway and for some reason he parks in the street, we can discuss aved midas. But if he parked there because he had no other option, the fact that a person may go ahead and be mazik, l'chayru should not be a ptur. Besides which, in a case where the person is a mazik and a mazik is a chiv to pay, I don't know that you'll have another case of aved midas. Adrav, the mazik should be paying, and it could be the person samech on that. But be that as it may, according to this tumim, in a case where a person is forced to do something, lav dafka will have a din of an aved midas. The one last thing to consider is you have to know this: if you find this game or this item that belongs to the child, you have to know whose it is. Because if it belongs to the father, there we have a sugya aved midas. By giving it to the child, now he was ma'abed the das, you don't have a chiv to take care of it. However, let's say this item is a toy that the child got for his birthday present from his grandparents. If it belongs to the child, there's no concept of aved midas. Because the aved midas is like hefker, or whatever the lumdus is. If he doesn't care about it, you don't have to worry more than him. That's only by a bar das. Someone who's a la bar das, a shoito, or cotton, that has no das, has no ptur, or there's no heter of an aved midas. So therefore, if it belongs to the child, you would not have this heter. That being said, if it belongs to the child, you'd have a more serious problem, because you can't give it back to him. Because just the same way when a child has something, it's not called shomer, it's at risk. So if you see your child walking around with a diamond, it belongs to him, you have a chiv to take it away from him and not to return it to him. Because returning to him is, when you take it away from him, you become a shomer aveda. A shomer aveda cannot put it in a place, mokum sakana, and therefore you would have to keep it for yourself until he becomes a gadol. So you'd have to wait until the child grows up before you'd have to return it to him if it was him. And halacha l'maaseh, it's usually not his, because halacha is a mitziah, which we'll discuss later on, a mitziah of a katan who samech al shulchan aviv generally belongs to the father regardless, and therefore we'd go back to the sugya of aved midas.